Did you see the Oscars? Man, I watched Parasite and I loved that movie. But I thought the main good thing about that movie was the screenplay. And I thought it was directed great and all the acting was really great. I fucking liked the movie. And then this guy tweeted this thing about, it's just such a bad tweet. John Miller is at MillerStream. A man named Bong Joon-ho wins Oscar for Best Original Screenplay over Once Upon a Time in Hollywood in 1917. Acceptance speech was great honor, thank you. Then he proceeds to give the rest of his speech in Korean. These people are the destruction of America. That's so bad to say. You know? Like, just straight up, what are you saying? Hey, dude, trying to dig your own grave. See, it's interesting that, like, Trump has really brought these motherfuckers out, you know? Bring them out, bring them out. That's what they be yelling when the barrel's in the mouth. You know that song, that Jay-Z song? Never knew what he was saying. Burrell. I was like, Burrell. He's saying barrel. I wish he just said, that's what you say, saying when the barrel's in your mouth. Why doesn't he do that? Why? I don't know. Why does he say, I ain't into liking dudes, no way. Why does he say that in a song? Don't know. But he does. Yeah. It's insecure, always how he laughs. It's all okay. I ain't into liking dudes, no way. Anyway. Sup with all the Jews. That's why the Jews bought all the property. Should have bought a property in Dumbo. But I didn't because the Jews bought it. And now I'm kicking myself. Ain't into liking dudes. No way. So yeah. And then I wrote. Jesus. I wrote. Well, there's a ridiculous tweet. Jesus Christ. It's weird to think like extremely left, and then also it's weird to think extremely right. Like, and then you see people like fucking, what's that girl's name? Bryn fucking, who's the girl who played Captain Marvel? And she's just like, a guy looked at me, no. And you're like, okay, let's just meet in the middle. Or Joaquin Phoenix acceptance speech where he's just like, thanks for the Oscar, don't drink milk, okay, see ya. Thanks for the Oscar. Thanks for the Oscar. Stop squeezing cows. Okay, see ya. Pivot. Pyong. Whether we're talking, there's a part where he was like, whether we're talking about black people or cows. Like, and how do we not miss that, dude? Like, it's all because we love Joaquin Phoenix, who is a super talented guy. And obviously his heart is in the right place. And obviously he's such a great fucking guy. Just cares about lots of shit. But like, if I went up there, like if I for some reason went up and was just like, guys, thanks so much for the Oscar. This is amazing. But also, black people and cows need rights. You'd be like, okay, we shouldn't have gave him the Oscar. Whether we're talking about Koreans or animals, like, how did we miss it? It's because, dude, you give people, like if The Rock said it would be okay. If a comedian said it, they'd be done, dude. If Rogan or anybody went up there and just were like, said what he said, they'd be like, why is he comparing black people to cows? These acceptance speeches are just, I love Joaquin Phoenix. I'm not even talking about his, but these acceptance speeches are just fucking so awful. You know, once they get to that point, you're, oh, great. No. Well, I'd like to thank this person, that person. I'd like to thank that. And, you know, once they get to that point, you're like, oh, here it comes. The destruction of the, and oh boy, and the thing is in the rights, and if you, we've got war, and oh, you are wearing a $170,000 dress, okay, bye. What if he just really went up and said, you know, he walked up, said, thank you so much. Black people and cows need rights. And fucking, next up, even the guy who does the, next up, oh, okay, well, next up, fucking Colin Firth gonna gives the award, oh boy, gives the award for best picture. That's him doing King's Speech, for those of you that haven't heard the fucking, God, some, this, I should have just called this podcast Sounds. So, yeah, man, these, I don't know how, but this guy, yo, what, I don't understand the problem with Bong Joon-ho winning and then saying great honor, thank you, and then these people, destruction of America. He went on to tweet, John Miller went on to tweet, these people are obviously not Koreans, but those in Hollywood are warning a foreign film that stokes flames of class warfare over two films I thought were more deserving simply to show how woke they are. Oh, that should be clear from the rest of what I tweeted about tonight's production. You know, okay, man, you don't vote for that. You're the host of something on Blaze TV. You know? I think, I don't know who this guy is, whatever, fine. I'm sure maybe his heart's in the right place. I have no fucking idea. But sounds bad. Tweet sounds bad. Also, if you're going to argue anything about any screenplay, that was, that to me, and I didn't see all the movies, but that was, that movie's screenplay was so good. If you have a gripe with that movie and it's the screenplay, I don't know where your fucking head is, man. It's also not, like, to say that he won because Hollywood is woke, I guess maybe, why, because he's Korean, I guess? I don't know. Weird. Weird that he's saying that. Weird that he's picking that battle, I think, because that movie was fucking awesome. And how cute was the guy who won it when he won? He was just like, and then he fucking was like, talked about all the other guys who were winning, who he was like, Martin Scorsese, you know, I can't believe I'm standing here with you, or whatever the fuck he said. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But it was cute as shit, man. God, that guy looks so polite. God, Bong Joon-ho looks so polite. He looks like he's never fucking eaten something and gone, yuck, even if it was gross. He's so polite. Like, he fucking for sure eats at people's houses, and he's like, what a wonderful meal the whole time, no matter what it is. They'd be like, this is cardboard. And he's like, oh, what a wonderful meal. That's how he looks. Have you guys seen The Host? It's so good. And Snowpiercer is so good. That movie should have been fucking, you guys got to see Snowpiercer. It's so good with Chris Evans. But I got it. I wish I could see that movie again. I never watched movies twice. Fuck that, dude. One time in high school, my buddy wanted to see, he saw Braveheart, and every time people come over, we watch Braveheart, and I was like, dude, you watch it one time, man. How are you go through that fucking shit again? Braveheart, of all movies to watch over and over again, what's wrong with you? The guy gets his fucking dick cut off at the end. Ruined it. Spoiler alert. Or maybe they cut his tummy open. You never really know, actually. Timothée Chalamet. I like Timothée Chalamet, man. Definitely call it Chalamet. Timothée Chalamet. But look at this. This fucking shit that, look, News AV Club. Nobody knows what to do with Timothée Chalamet's Oscar look. Huh? He just put on a, he wore a tracksuit, dude. That's the shit. That he's, I like that he's doing that, man, because it's so annoying. Everyone gets all dressed up and everyone's so fucking annoying. Like, bro, some of these dresses, they got to stand out. Who is the fucking girl that wore the hood? She looked like a Star Wars character. Janelle Monáe, is that her name? And it's like, every time it showed the audience, my eye went right to her. It's like, oh, how about fucking Spike Lee? He wore a purple and yellow tux with 24 on the lapel for Kobe Bryant. Hey, dude. And a fucking driver's cap. And didn't he? He made it. He did a. What did he present? What did he present? Whatever he presented, fucking the guy came up and it was like so beautiful. I think it was Bon Joon, whatever the guy's name is. He won, and then he fucking walked off, ruined the moment. Ruined the moment, you know. Looked awful. Oh, so bitch with the hate love fucking. There's a picture of him with the hate love brass knuckles, and he's doing it like this. It's a bitch with the Kobe Bryant jersey. By the way, Kobe Bryant, if he saw that, he would be like, what you doing? Chew doing. Dude, it's for a conch. You can do it, but chew doing. Like, people think they really out here saying shit just because they have hate and love on their fucking. That's hilarious, man. What? Oh, you're both those? Hate and love? Okay, cool. Anyway, dude, you know what we have to fucking say about that?
Sensational. That's the word you're looking for.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was the word I was looking for. Did you know that? Look, my brother's texting me. He's like, here's a cut of your special. And then because I told him to make a few changes, and he says, my brother directed my special, and he says, he sent me the link, and he writes, here's the password, check it out, and he writes, it's perfect, so don't say it's not. You know, dude? Smat Dalia. You should listen to my brother's podcast, it's really good. It's called, Matt Dalia is Confused. This is still my favorite Oscar thing here that has happened was when fucking John Travolta, God damn, dude, was when John Travolta did messed up the Idina Menzel name. I let me break this down.
There will always be a special place in my heart for the movie musical and for the songs that create.
It's going so well. Is my favorite part. Like it's going like legitimately swimmingly. Like he's killing it. He's very eloquent. He's got his hairpiece on and it's looking natch. And he's got his fucking cool tux on.
Memorable moments.
Handsome.
Here to perform the Oscar-nominated, gorgeously empowering song "Let It Go."
Great words.
From the Oscar-winning.
This is when he really knows he's starting to kill it too. Right here when he says "wickedly."
Movie Frozen. Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only.
The wickedly talented one and only. This is what I think went on in his head right now. He's forgetting how to pronounce her name. He knows it. And he thinks, you know what? I'm going to use all my confidence and I'm going to start it with the word wickedly and own my shit. And by the time I get to her name, it's going to come out right because I've said it before. And then it doesn't. And that, to me, honestly, that moment, look at the frame when he's looking to his left. He's just like, okay, well, I fucked it up. And that moment was the fucking moment where, you know how you've seen John Travolta bald a lot lately? He was just like, ah, fuck it. That moment, I guarantee that moment was what made him realize, I don't need to fucking wear a hairpiece. Fuck this shit, you know? I mean, bro, the buildup, the smile,
special place in my heart
ready,
for movie musical,
just killing it.
And for the songs that create their most memorable moments.
Look at that.
Here to perform the Oscar-nominated, gorgeously empowering song, Let It Go.
I think he realizes he can't remember her name when he says gorgeous.
Let It Go from the Oscar-winning animated movie Frozen. Empowering song.
Right here.
Let It Go from the
Come
Oscar
on.
Memorable moments. Here to perform the Oscar-nominated, gorgeously empowering.
Yeah,
song.
It was gorgeous. Gorgeously, because he had something else on his mind. It was like a little too long to say gorgeously. And then,
Let It Go.
And then he was like, I'm fucking, I don't know what it is this whole time.
Frozen.
And then when he said, you know what, I'm going to use my
confidence.
That's the confidence kicking in. And then it didn't have it, though. Literally just say fucking Frank Drebin'd. You know what I mean? Fuck it. It would have been way better. People would be like, why did you say Frank Drebin? He'd be like, oh, I was thinking about fucking Naked Gun. Lieutenant Drebin. Please welcome Lieutenant Drebin. That would have been amazing. And then everyone would have clapped still, and you would have been like, you fucking asshole, still clapped. At least own it like that. Oh, don't ever fucking stutter syllables. Just pick a new name and say, please welcome Lieutenant Frank Drebin. And then she goes, let it go, let it go. This is so great. Adele Dazeems. You know? Oh, his kids were like, oh, no. But the other one was good. Another one was good at the end with James Cameron when he wins for Titanic with the tails, you know.
Built the deep diving camera system.
When he does this,
my lovely wife Linda,
nice.
Our two beautiful children,
Dalton, so sweet,
and Josephine.
So sweet. Whoa, he was married to Linda Hamilton. I didn't know that.
My original
Still
producers,
is?
My parents who are here tonight, Philip and Shirley Cameron, Mom, Dad, there's no way
that
I can express to you what I'm feeling right now. My heart is full to bursting,
oh,
except to say,
I like that.
I'm the king of the world!
Oh, man. My whole thing, don't woo, never woo. My whole thing is never woo. And he goes, I'm the king of the world! And that's one of those... God, it's amazing these guys so talented, creates these worlds, and then they just get up on stage and you can see they're not used to it and they're a little bit nervous, and then just, it's funny, dude. Being a stand-up comedian helps so much just in life, man. It just helps so much. You don't give a fuck about stuff. Like, you could tell he was like, oh, this seemed like a better idea in my head when I fucking, because it's a line in the movie, and then when he said it, he's like, oh, maybe it's insecure. But it's like, if you were a comedian and you did it and you were out there and you went, I'm the king of the world, and you're like, oh, this is a bad idea, you'd literally be like, oh, well, whatever, I fucked that up. And then it would be fine, you know? But instead?
One and only a disease.
A disease, he just says. The wickedly talented, the one and only a disease. Aziz Ansari. Wow, dude. The Oscars are hilarious, dude. When Brando brought up the... Remember this shit? I don't, but it's a thing. Right here. When he won for...
Marlon Brando in The Godfather.
When he won for Godfather, obviously. Look at...
Accepting the award for Marlon Brando and The Godfather, Miss Shasheen Littlefeather.
He brought up an Indian woman. Native American, whatever. I don't know how...
My name is Shasheen Littlefeather. I'm Apache, and I'm president of the National Native American Affirmative Image Committee.
She's so nervous.
I'm representing Marlon Brando this evening.
Look at that dress. That's banging.
I have to tell you in a very long speech, which I cannot share with you presently because of time.
Oh.
But I will be glad to share with the press afterwards that he very regretfully cannot accept this very generous award.
Wow.
And the reasons for this being are the treatment of American Indians today by the film industry. Excuse me.
Wow. 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 People boo. Trying to make a point here, people boo.
And
that dress is awesome.
In movie reruns, and also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee. I beg at this time that I have not intruded upon this evening, and that we will, in the future, our hearts and our understandings will meet with love and generosity. Thank you on behalf of Marlon Brando.
Damn, dude. He didn't even show up. And he was like, yeah, you do it. You go. Talk about Wounded Knee. If I get a fucking Oscar, dude, there's no way I'm going up to accept it. I'm sending fucking for real David Caruso. And he's going to go up and he's going to say, sorry, but Chris D'Elia can't be here. And he's going to say, he wanted to, but he went to the doctor the other day. And it turns out he's just too sick with it. and then he puts his fucking glasses on and pivots, and then that happens. And then they say, coming up, coming up, award for best cinematographer. Dude, that would be the shit, dude. He went to the doctor the other day, and everyone's like, oh, I'm okay. And it turns out, he's too sick with it. Fuck yeah, dude.